Parliament has approved the 2014 budget and financial policy of government after 1 week heated debate on the statement. The last day of the debate was characterized by tense exchanges when the leadership of both sides of the House contributed to the debate. The minority leader, Osechi Mensabunsu, spoke about the creation of the Ghana Infrastructure Fund and said the minority's verdict on the budget is that it is incapable of any transformation.
In the era of the declaration of economic transformation, one would have expected to see bold measures to enhance private sector development. The president must rev up the engine by releasing the gear and lifting his big foot from the accelerator pedal. Otherwise, he will burn the clutch of the nation. The establishment of the infrastructure fund is a new initiative contained in the budget. On the face of it, it is laudable. It fits into the position that the minority had canvassed on the application of our oil revenue. Unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, the creation of the fund is not accompanied by any national plan. So the provision is incoherent, it's inconsistent, there's no prioritization, no idea of total cost to the country. Mr. Speaker, are we going to witness that the economy is resilient, admit to the multiplicity of challenges confronting the nation? And the verdict from this side of the House is that the budget is incapable of any transformation. Mr. Speaker, it is a phantasm, it is illusory, it is a menopausal budget.
The majority leader, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo, said what makes the budget unique is that it is the first time in 15 years that it has moved from activity-based budgeting approach to a program-based one. Under this, he said the focus will shift from input and activities to service delivery and result.
If we are attempting to look at the program-based budget, in which we intend to see very, very specific programs in the financial policy, we certainly are not keeping faith with what exactly the financial policy statement has said the program-based budget is. What is transformational or transformative about this budget? The context is clear. You see, there is a difference between transforming an economy and an approach that is transformational of a budget. And yet, because people have confused the structural transformation of an economy with that of a budget, you can see that the debate was running in all sorts of directions. Let's go back and get a clearer idea of what is the sudden and complete change in this budgetary approach which makes it transformational. This is the context in which the word has actually been used. I have heard various allusions in terms of good governance to corruption. And I was particularly happy that honorable members withdrew the challenge that corruption is a social disaster in this country and ought to be engaged. People have raised all sorts of issues in relation to corruption as a one-way traffic. That's why I want honorable members to let us take up this challenge, because I have always known the advocates of change. Most people who have advocated change have never wanted to change their own institution. And so I want this anti-corruption crusade, the charity should start at home.
The Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, rounding up the debate, said the transformational nature of the budget lies in the fact that there is the establishment of the Infrastructure Fund and other packages that will help propel the development of the country. He said the country is looking at a debt servicing account and taking steps to ensure that development projects are capable of servicing loans contracted to set them up.
Another point that is transformational in this budget is that we have a number of projects which qualify to be included in the GSGD. Mr. Speaker, indeed, many of the projects we are implementing now are from the GSGD 1. And therefore, to the extent that they are not yet completed and they are pipelines, we have every justification, Mr. Speaker, to anticipate them in the budget and to link them to the preparation that is being done for the GSGD 2. Mr. Speaker, examples include the oil infrastructure project, the proposed irrigation project, Mr. Speaker, and several more.
Minister of Finance Seth Tekpe speaking on the floor of Parliament at the end of the debate on the 2014 budget. Following approval of the budget, the House will now begin approval of the estimates for the various sectors of the economy in the appropriation bill.